The mindset will provide you the discipline and the motivation and the inspiration to go out and execute in a low stakes environment. Those of you who think we're just bloviating when we talk about low stakes practice, you're killing yourself. If you think you're going to turn a switch on when you got $10 million hanging in the balance and you've gotten in no low stakes repetition, you are fooling yourself.
How long did it take you to get good at this? How long did it take before you were comfortable? And I can honestly say that there are some times when I'm not comfortable now, and I've been doing this for years. So it's not about the use of the skills as much as it is about getting your mindset in the right place, keeping the focus on the other side, and thinking about things from their perspective. If you can do that and you screw up all the skills, you're still going to be okay. And I think that's something that I've noticed, I mean, more and more and more as I coach people. They want to use the skills and have the skills get them exactly where they want to go, but they don't want to basically use the skills as part of a mindset that they have to accept. And that's the thing. It's think about where you are in your use of the skills. Yes, that's important. It's important. We start you out with the baby steps. Here's a label, here's a mirror, here's this, here's that. But if your mindset isn't right, you're not going to be able to accept all of this and move forward with tactical empathy, because you can't, this is not a check the box kind of thing. You have to practice this. You have to internally take in everything that we're telling you about keeping it about the other side and looking at things from the other side and using it from their perspective and making them the most important person in the conversation. Because if you can't do any of that, your use of the skills really doesn't mean anything, because you're not listening to the other side. You're not thinking about how they're feeling. You're not looking at it from their perspective. You're looking at it from what skill can I use next? And that's the mistake everyone makes. So a lot of times people will talk to me and they'll say, "We don't ever hear you use the skills. You don't hear me use these textbook skills that we tell you, because I have the mindset where I can say what I need to say and it doesn't sound like a black swan squeal." It's shuha re. Okay. Re for me is understanding the mindset and being able to look at things from the other side's perspective and really locking myself down into that feeling. And then for me, I just go with my instinct. I trust my intuition to take me where I need to go. And that doesn't always mean that I'm going, "It seems like," or "It sounds like." Sometimes I have to really focus on actually using the skills we teach, because I let my mindset and my intuition do the job for me. So, Derek, how long did it take you to get comfortable?
It was years. Its current iteration, I was introduced to it in 2010. And I probably didn't have a real good comfort level probably for 2 to 3 years. Because I had a lot of bad stuff I had to get rid of. I had a lot of ignorant ways of thinking about interpersonal communication that flew in the face of what we were teaching and was inefficient and ineffective. It didn't work. Is what I'm trying to say. Resisting and beating back bad habits, old habits, was the biggest challenge. And that's what stunted my growth. Because there are people that I have coached. There are people that have come to our live events who are younger than me, that don't have the same amount of experience as me. And they wield this stuff like it's almost invisible. And it's simply because they didn't have a lot of other trash to get rid of like I had. So 2 to 3, and it only comes with, as you said, the mindset. The mindset will provide you the discipline and the motivation and the inspiration to go out and execute in a low stakes environment. Those of you who think we're just bloviating when we talk about low stakes practice, you're killing yourself. If you think you're going to turn a switch on when you got $10 million hanging in the balance and you've gotten in no low stakes repetition, you are fooling yourself. We're not just saying go out and do these things because we're instructors and that's what we're supposed to do. If you are not actually making this a game and using these skills every chance that you get in low stakes environments, you are stunting your own growth. And so it's your ability to perform is going to be directly tied to how much you expose yourself to the use of the skills in everyday conversation. There's just, you can't get around that. You can't get around it. We can preach and preach and preach and preach. If you're not doing it in a low stakes environment, you will never do it in a high stakes environment.
You have to incorporate it every day of your life. It is like learning that foreign language. And we say that all the time, and people say, oh yeah, I get that. But they really don't get it, because if they got that, they would be practicing it every day to make it part of who they are and their new communication style, as opposed to calling up the skills when they have what they think is a need for them. Because it is a language, it is a way you learn how to communicate, and you're still not going to be 100% all the time, because all of us on the screen still have, me probably more than anyone else, because it's just who I am, but have those moments where you don't think first and you just like start going unfiltered, and you have to kind of pull yourself back. It takes practice to be able to recognize that you're in that space too. And all of it is using this on a daily basis, looking at it as a new way to communicate, a new language that you're learning, as opposed to skills that you can bring up when you think you need something out of the other side in the moment. So, Marcella, how did you finally get to a point where you're comfortable using this stuff?
So it took time. I was really, really lucky, because I became a law enforcement officer pretty young. And I was exposed to hostage negotiation techniques, I don't know, in my early 20s, and with Derek, as you know. He taught us these skills very, very young. I started learning about listening. My grandfather was actually an attorney. And so one of my first jobs was, I was 14 years old, and my job was to listen to hours and hours of deposition. But I was never, it's actually pretty neat, but I was never, you know, so I was taught how to gather information, but I was never taught how to engage in dialogue in a way to not ask direct questions, but get massive amounts of information. And I was exposed the first time to a hostage. It was actually a barricade. I wasn't on the team. And I happened to be in the same complex, because I lived in the complex. And so I was the first on the phone. And I was kind of coached by the team as an officer without having any of the skills. So I got the skills interjected through my coach, but I didn't know the skills really enough to have a strong dialogue. So then I joined the team. And I learned the skills, and it's uncomfortable. I mean, it's a new language. And Derek is a big proponent of putting us in like back-to-backs, where we go through scenarios and we have to engage in the skills. And I remember it's extremely uncomfortable, because you feel awkward and you're exposed to everybody listening to you, and the pressure's on. You also get exposed to how valuable these skills are and how much they work. And so one of my first negotiations on the phone, my actual first one, I had these skills there, and just remember being so grateful that I had something that I knew would work. And so as far as comfort level, I'm still uncomfortable sometimes. I mean, you know that. You're my mindset person, Sandy. You're the person, you and Derek are both people that I call. I'm like, I don't know. It's all about trusting in the skill. And like you said, it's okay to mess up. It's okay to mess up, as long as your mindset is about listening at that higher level. Because once you start pulling out of listening at the higher level, then you're going for your own goal, and you're missing everything. Yep. And these skills are about finding the things that you didn't know even existed. It took like a year or so before I felt competent enough to do it. But as far as total comfort, I'm still uncomfortable at times. I mean, we're human.
Yeah. Which says something, because, if you get too comfortable doing something and you think you're so good at it, your focus wanes a little bit. And so you assume that you're doing things right, because you've known this for so long, you've been doing this for so long, which is, you know, how I catch myself screwing up sometimes is because, like, I know this stuff. I know how to look at it from the other side. And then every once in a while I go, oh God, what am I doing? And you have to like refocus and, you know, you have to be able to recognize that you're doing that too. And that's, that also takes practice. And so now what you just said to me, Marcella, was that you recognize when you're screwing up, or you know when you need to pull yourself back. And that's key. That's a huge part of it. And it's important. And that always comes from practice as well. So, Dawn.
Or you have a great team, which we do, that'll tell me, hey, Marcella, you're messing up. And you trust your team.
What are you doing? Knock it off.
And I would hate, and Dawn, if I'm stealing your thunder, I apologize. But I wanted to highlight what Sandy and Marcella just said. And this is the exact reason why we tell you, if you can control the environment, don't go into these conversations by yourself. You are not going to get the complete picture. You're just not. There are pitches that are going to come, that are pitches that are going to be thrown at you, and you'll never get the bat off your shoulder. It'll go right by you, and you're standing there wondering why you guys are still at an impasse because you've missed so many things. So again, I know it's not practical in every situation, but in situations where you can control what that negotiations area is going, environment is going to look like, take someone with you.